Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, we're doing it. We've been
cool.
Doing it for
here
hours.
We are. Here we are. Here we are. It's the Get Up Show on the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean, Charlie over there, and Maddie
morning.
Over there.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
May not be morning.
Yeah, could be anytime, man. That's how.
I don't know.
This just lives out there. Is this 39?
Yep.
Neat. 39, Woo. Number 39 on the podcasts, and Charlie hates Halloween right off the top, which I take very personally, and some people know why.
Okay, well, Sean takes it personally because it's his birthday, but it has absolutely nothing to do with your birthday.
Yeah,
if
right.
Your birthday was on November 2nd, I wouldn't be like, I hate November 2nd. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but if it was November 2nd, I wouldn't be making a big deal out of it, because when your birthday's on Halloween, that's a big deal, man. That's exciting.
See, I think it takes away, but anyway... That has nothing to do with it. I am not talking about Halloween for kids. Halloween for kids is fun. It's sweet. It's great. They enjoy it. Yay. But for me, that's where it ends. Like, I stopped caring about Halloween when I was about 13. But there are adults who get so into it, and they spend months planning their costume. And I've been invited to one wedding, although it's not a costume thing, but it's on Halloween because they love Halloween. Hmm. Plus, I've been invited to three Halloween parties that are all costume parties.
How are people doing that? That's not cool that they're even having parties during this day and age. You're not supposed to be doing that, so you've just outed them.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't give their names. But still, the thing is every year, though, for me, finding a costume is a chore. I don't want to do it. I'm not into it. I don't want to go spend the money. Or, as some people suggested, we'll just go to a thrift store. That's not fun for me. I don't like putting it together. I don't like wearing a costume. I don't... Just none of that is fun for me. I'm sorry. It's true. It's out loud. It's out there now.
You know, the thrift store thing, it stopped being fun. That part, I lost enjoyment on that when, like, we had some event where they wanted me to go and pick out. And it might have been the one where I picked out a dress and ended up on the City of Asheville's website. But I found it not fun. Because I'm walking around being like, oh, this is hilarious. Look at this outfit. And then there's someone next to me buying clothes for real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't funny anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's not cool. Like, this is somebody's clothes. And I'm buying like, look at this garbage. And I was like, oh, you know, I felt bad. I bought that dress and maybe somebody would have legitimately worn the dress that I wore.
You didn't look bad in that dress. Plus, you're still on the Asheville website. You get posted up every so often when there's a pride event or something. You still pop up on there.
Well, that's good to know.
But the thing about it, I'm concerned about you, Charlie, in that you shun this because Halloween is important for adults because being an adult is so different now as compared to the way it was for our parents and our grandparents. There's such a blurred line as to what it means now to be an adult. It's less clear and less attainable to be an adult anymore. And so for us to be able to hold on to something that we did as children seems more important than ever, you know?
I don't remember my parents ever going to a Halloween party, ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I don't remember much from my childhood, so I can't remember if they did or didn't.
It has a lot to do, Halloween has a lot to do with who we wish we were or who we are afraid of becoming.
And, what?
And so I think that either you are exactly who you want to be and where you want to be in life, or you're afraid of facing that.
Okay.
Okay, Dr. Sean.
Side note. One Halloween, I dressed up as Dave Grohl, so I was definitely dressing up as somebody I wanted to be. And I wanted to be, I tried to do Fat Thor last year. And I can't tell if that was either that I wanted to be Fat Thor or was afraid of becoming Fat Thor. Either way, I found...
You want to be real Thor, but you knew that was unattainable.
Oh, so. God, yeah. Slumpy Fat Thor in a bathrobe is a much easier. But I realized, you know, it's funny. My biggest complaint is because of my beard, I can't do a lot of costumes, and I'm not willing to shave for a costume, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But see, like the way that things are now, we're stuck. Usually this transition phase for going from a kid to an adult is 20s up to about 30, and you know, 33 to 35, you're definitely an adult, and you're established as an adult. You feel like an adult. You put yourself out there in the world as an adult. But the way the world is now, and I know this about the three of us, we aren't that. You know, if you put us up against the traditional values and the traditional, you know, roles of an adult, we still have a whole lot of kid in us. And so for that reason, I think going back and letting it all hang out and being a kid for any amount of time, whether it's dress up for Halloween or whatever it is, it's important to do that and let that all hang out for however long you can let it be.
So I enjoyed like getting candy, of course, as a kid. But to be quite honest with you, I don't remember loving the costume part of it. Like it wasn't my thing that I planned. Like your daughter plans things months and months, if not a year in advance.
Yes, she
and
wasn't.
It just wasn't like that. Like it was like, okay, let's go dig through the box of old stuff. Oh, I guess I'll be a hobo again this year.
Okay.
And, like I don't really remember loving the whole costume part of it, even when I was a kid.
Okay, well, there you go. That has a lot to do with it, too, then.
Maybe.
All right, I'm not as concerned as I was a minute ago. I feel a lot better. I'm glad
so
we
much.
Talked this out.
Also, we, with our job especially, we just never have to grow up. So, I mean, I'm a kid all the time. I don't need to wear a costume to be a kid.
I'm Peter Pan. Check me out.
But think about, yeah, I like your tights.
Thanks, man. I don't have a shadow either.
But think about people that you know, people that you hang out with. How many of them would you say are fully grown up in your age bracket? How many of your friends? And it could be our friend groups too, you know, but.
Yeah, because they're not the most mature people by design.
Mm-hmm. Like I have friends with fully grown up jobs. I have friends who are cops, who are funeral directors, who work at banks. But when they walk out of their jobs and they take their suit off, they're just like me, you know, or maybe even less mature, believe it or not.
You know, that's an interesting thought because I think about, you know, guys that I hang out with, we're all about the same age. And I don't feel like we're very adultish. But then I'm trying to think back, like, I can't remember how my parents acted when I was like similar aged, like when my parents were in their 30s and 40s. I don't remember them being very parent-y either.
Really?
Or is it just selective memory?
See, I feel like there was a stronger line between kids and adulthood than there is today.
Totally agree.
Yeah, I don't, like my parents, I don't think went out to the bar as much as I did.
Well, it also sort of depends on when you become a parent and stuff like that. But I mean, my parents were real social people, so they went out and did things and went to parties and went out with friends and stuff. But I don't specifically remember anything to do with adults and Halloween back then.
Mm-hmm. It was very rare. And if you did run into a parent who dressed up, like if there was a Halloween party at a friend's house and you went over and all the kids were in costume and one of the parents was dressed up like a witch, you were like, whoa, that's the coolest parent ever.
Right.
You know, she's so hot. Your mom's hot.
Oh, and then it just goes down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh, so-and-so's got a hot mom. Look at you.
You see that hot witch? That's dude's mom.
See,
man.
That sexy pizza? That's dude's mom.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm talking about.
Whose sexy mail in vote mom is that?
So do you guys know the most searched phobia of 2020? Guess the most searched phobia, if you hadn't already read the story.
I think I saw it, but yeah.
What do you think it is?
Are you talking about just in the certain states, that big map of the states that was out?
This is nationwide.
Okay. I'm going to say it is fear of clowns.
No.
See, I think I know it, so I don't want. Do you want me to say what I'm thinking, or are you trying to build drama?
I don't care. That's probably enough drama. It's not clowns.
No, I think wasn't it? It's fear of people, or being around people.
Anthropophobia, the fear of people. Yeah.
Well, now, yeah, because they've all got the Rona. But
exactly.
What about before this?
I don't know about before this. This is all we got right now. It's hard to think back about before this, and people keep talking about the damn new normal. And if I hear that one more time, no offense if you said it to me recently. But yeah, see, that drives me crazy.
You should be the one who should be able to think outside of the Rona, because you're so dead set on the fact that we're going to go back to the way we were before.
We will. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
The other most Googled fears, like germophobia, is one, obviously.
Right.
In the state map, like I'm from Indiana, and it said ours was fear of being alone.
Aw.
Which I think that also goes into that. Because, I mean, you think about it, a lot of people got stuck quarantining by themselves. So, yeah. I mean, that 100% makes sense. You're in fear of large crowds, of germs, and in being alone.
And then there's nomophobia, which is the fear of not having your cell phone.
So many people have that, like panic.
God. That's a big one.
My cell phone will not charge right, and it is terrifying to me.
What do you mean?
I hate waking up, and it's like, you have 10%. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do?
I got an answer for you, and you're not going to like it.
What's that?
You got crap all in your port.
No, I looked at my port. I've sucked many a thing in my port to try to clean it out. My port's fine.
You need to stay out of
there.
Bro.
Nothing bigger than an elbow.
But seriously, if you've got like a dental pick, like a tiny little dental pick, you need to really get down in there. You need to do some good digging.
I have dug all in my port. There's another couple holes. I've dug on everything.
So mine is
I'm talking about my phone, just to clarify if you're just jumping in.
Mine is doing the same thing. And it's like, it will say, please use the charger that came with your phone. I'm like, I am using the charger that came with my phone. But I have one of those things where you can lay it down on it to charge it, but it takes 85 times longer than plugging it in. Huh. And so I have to use that instead.
Well, one day you're going to realize that you need to get on the iPhone, because those aren't the droids you're looking for.
Oh, whatever.
Man, that is such malarkey.
You still got to plug in an iPhone, and guess what? The new ones don't even come with a charger.
And I love that. It doesn't even come with a box. But
if I buy an iPhone, I won't be able to charge it up.
I've had this Pixel phone for years now, and it has not even once had the issues of an iPhone.
Look, I can go on a charge for days and days on this thing. And then if I got 1%, I don't even sweat it. I can still be on 1% for most of the day.
It's like a gas tank.
See, I've never tested. You're the person who drives around with the light on, and I'm the person that as soon as the light comes on, I panic and zoom to the gas station.
Which, by the way, I like that my car gives me a countdown of how many miles I have left.
Oh.
I've yet to test it, but I do.
But
like
wait
that.
A minute. Does it stick with the countdown, or does it give you a countdown, and then all of a sudden does it give you a red gas pump? Because that's what mine does.
Mine goes 35 and then goes blank.
Yeah, mine goes to red gas pump. Yeah.
Oh, mine will continuously tell me. It actually runs. It'll run the entire time. But then again, that also goes with my car has too many computers, and one day it's going to overthrow me.
Yeah, that's right. Eat your medicine for fuel. Hey, are you guys now on board, and can you not wait to buy the 15 years in the making Del Monte pink pineapple?
I still don't understand. Like, you were all fired up about this the other day. I don't understand why this is such a thing.
What do you mean?
Why does this matter?
Do we know if it tastes any different, or is it literally just pink?
It's supposed to be even sweeter.
But pineapple's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Do you know you're so right about that, that pineapple is one of those you think you're doing right by eating fruit, but pineapple has so much sugar in it that it cancels it out?
Yeah.
But
is it easier to peel?
No.
No.
Then why bother?
It looks exactly like a regular pineapple, except when you cut into it, then it looks like a ham.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Quick pineapple peeling question. Now, yeah. I'll throw this to the group. When you cut off the outside, do you then, you know how you have all those eyes? So, like, you take out the outside, like, most of the outside, and then you have the eyes all around it.
Right.
Do you then dig them individually out, or do you cut, again, skim it even tighter so that those are gone?
Yeah. I don't like those.
If I had ever in my life cut open a fresh pineapple, I could answer your question, but I don't think so.
You know what I generally do, and this is probably wasteful, but I skin it down one more time and get those off because I can't stand that.
That's what I would do.
How much pineapple are we wasting? So therefore, why would I then spend $50 on a pink pineapple that I'm just going to waste all of that too?
All right, so
I win. Case closed. Good day, sir.
Pineapples contain pink pigment, lycopene, and yellow pigment, beta carotene. The natural process turns the pink into yellow, but changing enzymes keep the pinkness in the fruit. In doing that, Del Monte also sweetened the fruit, describing the flavor as unique with notes of candy and less sour than a regular yellow pineapple. So it's not just pink, it's also sweeter.
Aren't we supposed to be getting away from genetically modified things?
Well, this doesn't seem like they fooled with it too hard. I mean, you know, it's not walking around.
Yet. The first ones did. This is why it took 15 years, because some of them did.
Hey, I'm so sweet. I'm your favorite color.
I just picture a lab and like, what happened? Pineapple 46 is gone. It's running through the field. I made it.
And but I'll tell you the one thing, I am going to get one of these. I am going to get one. I'm going to save up my money. I'm going to not buy fancy things every week for 49 weeks.
Would you rather have the pink pineapple or what you told me about that your friend saw at the Costco in Raleigh, which is a cured hen leg for only $100?
Now that is pretty good because that's protein. Now you could really do something with a ham leg.
I would get the ham leg, except I don't have a giant ham leg stand to display it on.
It comes with it.
You guys go to Costco.
And you get a stand. And you get a stand.
I'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You get the ham leg. I'll get the pineapple. We'll make the worst pizza anybody ever had.
Oh, my God. It would be terrifying. The pineapple's pink and the ham is real dry looking. It's like it's been cured.
I don't know what's happening.
I really still think it would be super fun to have one of those on my counter.
Why wouldn't you? I thought you had done it one time before, but you've just been dreaming about it, huh?
I've been dreaming about it only because of the size issue. My kitchen's not that big. I have dogs. I have teenage children. They're just going to fiddle with it. And that's the thing. You can't just touch on it. You got to be very careful with it.
Yeah.
You can just walk by and carve yourself off a slice. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, but you got to keep the fat. When you cut the fat off first, you have to hold on to that because your natural inclination would be throw that fat away. But no, you have to put that back over where you sliced it. It's like a wound.
It's like a blanket.
Yeah. Your fat blanket on your ham wound.
Is that my new band name? Ham wound?
Fat blanket.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, we're ham wound. Opening up Roswell's fat blanket.
Fat blanket. I love
Sounds
it.
Sounds like a great concert.
Sorry.
Pink pineapple opened up for both of them.
Hold on, I'm writing down fat blanket and ham wound.
Hey, didn't you tell me that velour was coming back? And I hope that you're not just going to tell me it's track suits because they never went away.
Well, back in the 90s, like when Paris Hilton was becoming famous and whatever, you never saw her without wearing a Juicy Couture tracksuit, and it was velour, and like Britney Spears wore them all the time, and all the celebs wore these like super fancy, super comfortable velour tracksuits. And so, no, they haven't really been in style for a while.
Yeah, they have.
But Kim Kardashian is bringing them back. And she got her buddy Paris Hilton to come and be in all the ads with her.
Well, that's a letdown, because I was thinking about the old men's V-neck, not quite a sweater, but more than a shirt, velour, like they were usually burgundy or deep blue that you used to see. And that dude always had a rockin' mustache. You know what I'm talking
about. And all of our dads had them.
Well, like I was going to say, 99% of the characters in The Sopranos would wear them.
Yeah. See, all these things come back for women way more easily. Oh my God, here's one. Vintage Robert Bruce velour pullover V-neck, $24.99 plus shipping on eBay right now, and it looks exactly like what you remember. Oh, gee whiz. Here is a vintage Penny's Town Craft stripe olive and purple velour short sleeve. It's got a zipper front.
Short sleeve.
$25.99. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, God, it's great. I wonder if it'll fit.
I think, you almost have to wear that with no shirt underneath and it's zipped open, and you have to have some sort of chest hair in a chain, right?
And a medallion.
I don't have chest hair. I guess I could get some mascara.
Hey, now's the time, though, with Halloween. You could buy some in a wig store and just glue it on there.
Chest merkin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. That'll go great.
It doesn't have to be a specific. You can just be a merkin in general. It doesn't matter where you put it.
I'm not comfortable asking about the merkins. Let's see.
Excuse me. Where do you keep your merkins? Now, and this is just my naivete, but is it a velour tracksuit? It's not a one piece, right?
It's
two pieces.
It's a sweatsuit, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a zip up hoodie and kind of comfortable wide leg pants, but also Kim Kardashian's taking it into new territory with bandeau tops, crew neck tanks, and modern elements.
You said words.
Wow, there's a lot of descriptions there. Of
this dang shirt is this shirt's a medium.
Aww.
Why isn't that part of the charm? Bro, you lost a person. You could probably fit into a medium now.
I could fit in a large now, but I don't think I could do a medium. I couldn't do a medium justice. I could do a large.
All right,
but...
well, look, you need goals. So by Christmas, you have time to eat even less than just chicken salad, and then you'll be in a medium.
I'll just do the celery.
Please. I'm trying to get into a medium velour shirt, please.
I have goals.
Oh, man. Oh, these are all so sweet. Oh, my God. But, that's another thing, though. They'd be too hot. I'd be in it for like a minute, and then I'd have to peel out of that no matter where I am.
See, my life has become, I'm done with work, and I take off work clothes, and it's instantly, I have been rocking some Adidas sweatpants and a hoodie, and I'm like, I need to coordinate this better and have like a one outfit thing that it's like become my night suit. Ooh, and I started watching Schitt's Creek, and the dad wears a long nightshirt.
I know, yeah.
Okay, you don't want one.
No, I do. I think it's awesome. And the best is they made a reference. It was like of Ebenezer Scrooge, and they're like, he's walking out of the room, and like, all right, say hi to Bob Cratchit for me.
And, man, that show is hilarious.
Oh, it's so good.
But, you need to understand that nightshirts, nightgowns, whatever, if you move at all in your sleep, they're not practical. They either wind up twisted around your body, so you're just like tied all up, or they're over your head.
Oh, I have had with sweatpants on, or I've worn my nightpants. I have woken up and my pants are like down on my knees, like I've wiggled out of my pants.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to wake up. But anyway, get back to let's get off of your dang clothes and get back to that show, because that show is so funny. You know who I love on that show, and he's one of those guys where you think at first, oh God, I hate him, he's so weird, he drives me so crazy, why can't he just be normal in any role he ever does, I hate that guy, but he's so great at it, is Chris Elliott.
I was just gonna say that he's fantastic. My favorite is the girl who plays Stevie, the girl who works at the hotel, is I'm like, I need to get sarcasm harder and stronger in my life. Like, her responses to everything are just so good. Like, I can't even describe it, but yeah. I love it. I think it's a brilliant show.
You know, Eugene Levy is one of the stars, but you realize that's his son that, like, is the main...
And his daughter's in it, too. She's all in it, and they're both actually fairly attractive compared to Eugene Levy.
Oh, well, the dude just looks just like him.
Yeah.
His son looks exactly like him. Are you kidding
he does.
Me?
He does. There's no mistaking whose son he is.
The other one is the fact that, what's her name, Catherine O'Hara?
She's brilliant. She's always brilliant.
She has been amazing in every movie she's ever done.
She's underrated, actually. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. But she is 1,000% in that role. And that role was written for her. I mean, if it really wasn't literally written for her, it is so her. She's lost in that role. And I love her in that.
It's funny because it's the first time in a while where my wife and I, first of all, found a show that we can watch again together because I tend to lean towards horrible gore. Yeah, gore or poop. And she's been really big on Star Trek again. Oh. But I like we were watching it. So two nights in a row we watched it and Netflix had to ask us if we were still watching. And I'm like, oh, Netflix. Netflix, how dare you?
Because you were on it so long?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, how many seasons are they in?
Didn't they just wrapped up the last season? Wasn't there six or seven seasons or something like that?
Yeah, it's done.
And they're quick episodes. They're like 20-minute episodes. Yeah, so it has just been crushable.
And I think I'm still in the first season because I was banging them out. I binged them hard for a couple of nights, and then I haven't gone back yet. But, God, that's quality comedy.
On my list. I'll have to go to that after I get done with Grace and Frankie.
Have you not watched any of it?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, it's great! Now, see, it's an acquired thing because my friend Steve Reynolds, who is radio consultant, y'all know him.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. He said I started watching it and haven't laughed once. I know what you're gonna say. Yeah, and then that is give it more time. But I started laughing straight out. You know, as soon as I started watching that thing.
I did
that
too.
Happens sometimes, and I hate when somebody's like, "Oh, you gotta watch this show," and I start watching it. And I'm like, I don't get it.
You know, and I hate it both ways. I hate it when if someone tells you you're gonna love this show, it's gonna be hilarious, and it's not. Yeah. Or the other way around is when you're like, you know, you think it's the best thing in the world. I tried to get my wife to watch. There's a show on Netflix called The Cabin with this comedian Bert Kreischer, and that is more along the lines of poop.
of course.
But I was dying. Like, I mean, cry laughing at a certain point. And she's like, why are you making me watch this? You know I hate this. And I'm like, just give it a chance. You might like it. And she's like, no.
Do you guys know how to pop the trunk on your car? I mean, not the trunk. Do you know how to pop the hood on your car?
Yeah.
I do now.
Yeah, there's a little handle.
They say that almost 44% of people find their car confusing, can't pop the hood, can't refill their windshield washer fluid, can't put air in their tires.
That's definitely almost half of people out there on the road. That's very terrifying.
Well, it's because they make cars now such that you can't find that stuff. When I first started taking my new car to Steve over at Steve's Friendly BP, where I think they're now five generations deep in that business. He's got his grandson working in there now, and his dad started it. Man, they're good people. But anyway, I didn't know how to pop the hood, and he got in there and he said, man, I can't see it either. That's how you know you got a good car. Can't even pop the dang hood. But he showed me how to do it, so now if I ever need to, I can pop the hood and look at it, but I can't do anything beyond that. So, I don't know where the dipstick is or any of that stuff.
Okay, but the popping the hood, once you all finally found it, was it in an obvious place, or had they really hidden it?
Hidden deep under the dash.
See, like, my thing wasn't finding the latch. I went to go, when I was in Gatlinburg, this guy, his car was dead next to mine, and I was just walking up, someone was getting ready to help him. I'm like, oh, I'll do it, I'm right here, I'm getting ready to go, no worries. He's like, thanks. So I go to pop the hood, pull the latch, I go to the front, and I can't find, it's hard to find where the latch is underneath, so I'm just sticking my hand in my engine, trying to find that inside switch. I did finally find it, but it's real funny, like, give me a second, man, I know how this works, you know, I'm going to help you, man, don't worry.
He's going,
see that.
Yeah. Any day now, stupid.
And you've been dying to jump somebody. You have been dying to help somebody.
Right. I didn't even think about
that. You're like staring at people next to you in the parking lot, just willing them to ask you for jumper cables.
Hey, man.
Why would you call AAA? I'm sitting right here, man.
I don't like how you make me sound. I didn't even think about that. I finally got to jump somebody.
Yeah. Because you were so mad about it.
I was sitting right there the whole time, and I had cables, and he didn't even ask me.
God, I smiled at him creepily.
Well, this guy, he was very appreciative, and I was like, yeah, you're welcome, because okay. I'm a hero.
Now I feel like maybe that Maddie was like, look, man, I've got jumper cables. I can do this. I'm going to jump your car. No, yeah. Don't you call anybody. I'm going to do this.
Had both his hands on his shoulder and it's like, up in his ear, like, I've got cables.
I slapped the phone out of his hand. What are you doing? Who are you calling?
What, you don't think I got jumper cables, man?
No, you're not going to call them because I've got cables right here right now. I'm going to jump your car and I'm going to save you right now. You get back in that car and you tell everyone I say, I'm going to start my car.
In the news today, many people have found themselves without their batteries working and a strange man pulling up saying, can I jump you?
When he said he wanted to jump me, I didn't know that he meant my car, but I decided to just stay in my car and let him do what he was going to do because he slapped my phone and broke it.
I'm a hero. I'm a hero in your eyes. You're welcome.
I was kind of relieved when he just wanted to open the hood and...
Look,
play with the battery.
There was nothing wrong with my car, but he scared me so bad that I sat there and waited a while before I started my car. Anyway.
Look, it's hard for heroes to get their start, and so, you know, Jumper Man needed his, and I need to build my clientele.
Oh, whatever happened to that guy that called himself Batman in Winston-Salem that wore the goggles and walked around? Is he still with us?
Did happen to him. I never heard about him ever again. I don't think he can go out anymore because of the Rona.
Yeah, but I was worried about him, man. I was thinking something wasn't going to go right for that.
He was going to get jumped.
Oh, that only goes...
And not with cables.
Did you ever see there was a guy in Seattle who was an MMA fighter who was rocking that? And, you know, for him, he could actually kind of handle himself. But I think he still got hit with a bat or something like that.
Right.
It's not a great idea.
It's never a good idea.
I'm the Flash. Yeah, okay, stupid.
Start running, Flash.
Pew, pew, you can't see me.
Still see you, buddy.
So many people right now, 63% of Americans say never spring forward again. We're going to fall back the day after my birthday. Day after my birthday, we fall back for that sweet,
dark,
sweet,
awful time.
Okay.
Extra hour of sleep, babies.
Can I say something? You keep harping on this thing where you say that people want to fall back and never spring forward again.
Oh, yeah.
But I know way too many people who do not understand how daylight savings time works or which one is which and when we do whatever. I think they just don't want to change their clocks. They don't care what time we're on. They just don't want to change them ever again.
Look, here's the deal. You tell all those people, you get Sean's number, and he will wear them out until they know. Because I know now, because I would always say, oh, it's daylight savings. Like, no, it's not. Daylight savings is ending, and this is the best time.
Oh, yeah. Right. I love that when people talk about daylight savings in the fall.
Yeah, Maddie, you can agree with me on this. He's so fixated on that the wintertime time is the best.
Oh yeah, he's the saddest boy for like weeks after.
But I don't believe that 63% of the rest of America agrees with him. I think they just don't want to change their clocks.
Yeah, 63% have trouble fixing the microwave in the oven.
Exactly.
It's okay. It's okay to be wrong. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine conducted a survey in which they found 63% of participants said they'd welcome the elimination of daylight savings time in favor of a fixed year-round time schedule.
Yeah, whatever. That's big sleep.
Yeah, that means that it stays lighter at night and that we just have longer days. It's going to be dark at 3:30. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but you get that extra hour of sleep, and it's
so
nice.
You don't
get
an extra hour.
You do not.
Yeah, you do. And don't fix all your clocks. Leave one with the stupid, awful daylight savings time on it, and then when you see it, you go, oh, my God, it's already that time, and then you can go, no, it's not. I've got another
you
hour.
You do that just so you'll be an hour early everywhere on
of
purpose.
Of course, I do.
Yours isn't even an hour. Isn't it like 2 hours and like 13 minutes?
Because he just keeps falling back.
Well, right now, Right now, the one you're referring to is 4 hours and 23 minutes.
See? That doesn't even make any sense.
It does to me, okay?
Is it still real to me, damn it?
Woo! Okay. All right. So is that it? Are we at time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Done.
We got to go find all our clocks.
Cool. Charlie, final thoughts. You got one this time?
I still don't like Halloween. I don't care what you all say.
That sucks. Maddie?
When you least expect it, you'll be in your car and Jumper Man will come and jump on your car.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you need it or not.
Just can't wait.
I'm coming with my cables.
Okay, you can do it. You can do it, and maybe we'll be back next week. We're making some calls. We're putting in some requests, and we hope that there's going to be another podcast. We appreciate you. Next time.
Fingers crossed.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.